And I born and raised here in the Central Valley. I had the opportunity to travel internationally with a large, well-known humanitarian aid company and smuggle Bibles into Russia and then teach college in Los Angeles. And now I'm in a nerdy insurance agent, but I enjoy helping people, and my passion really is the small business owner because basically they're the background or the backbone of American business. So how's
Excellent.
that for?
And excellent. So I met Renee back in 2011, and I was working for a company, and I was looking for more agents for a Sacramento company, and I just happened to be in LA, and I contacted Renee, and she was still in LA, and we had like a lunch coffee at the Studio City, California Starbucks. Now, Renee, is that off the 101 and the 405?
Yeah, close enough for rock and roll. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know it was either
No,
Panorama City or
wasn't Panorama City. It was more like,
Studio City. So when you're for those who do not know what LA is like, you can go from city to city in 5 minutes. And you can say you're in one city, and 10 minutes later on the freeway, you pass maybe three or four little towns. So
Oh yeah.
it's zip codes.
When my partner and I moved back up here to the Central Valley, the first thing she said, she's like, "Oh my God, there's space between the cities." It's like, "Yep, there's space between the cities." I thought that was a cute observation after living in LA for so many years.
Yeah, and Renee, you used to actually teach in Inglewood and Compton,
I
right?
did. I did. I taught right at the
Okay,
confluence.
tell us about yourself.
Well, I taught at University of Phoenix. I also taught for the LA Community College system, and but with the University of Phoenix, I was at 190th between Normandy and Western. And anybody who knows LA is like, "What? What were you doing there?" I was like, "Having a good time and molding minds, not bread, molding minds." Now, I had a great time. I'm half Assyrian, the thing we're all sitting on, not Syrian. I'm Assyrian. Just go back to when Jonah was coughed up out of the whale and he went to Nineveh. That was the Assyrian Empire. And my mom was mostly Irish, so I used to tell my students I have the blood of terrorists on both sides. Don't mess with me. So anyway, half Middle Eastern and half Irish. But I really enjoy helping people. I just really have a passion for making sure people get all the benefits that they're that are out there for them. I'm a Medicare agent right now. That's my main source of income. And as I've approached Medicare age, we just get inundated with stuff. And I like to take that teaching background and apply it to Medicare because it can be so overwhelming. Only in government parlance would part A, B, and D equal part C, but that's just the way it rolls.
Exactly.
So anyway.
I want to tell a joke real quick. So Renee and I used to meet in Stockton.
Oh yeah,
And
baby.
Stockton, 8 Mile Road, there's a Panera Bread. And I used to go there even by myself when I was in the Stockton, Tracy area. And I used to go to this Panera Bread, and sometimes it was like real empty. And for some reason, I would sit down and take out my laptop and drink my coffee and eat my soup or whatever. And these Filipino girls used to always find their way sitting right next to me, even when the place was totally empty, like early in the morning.
Oh
So.
yeah. Rick is like a chick magnet, or wherever he goes, people want to sit right next to him. And it's like, I mean, don't go to the beach with Rick because, the beach would be completely empty and he'd have his towel out and somebody would sit like 12 inches away. It was just almost like, what the heck, man?
I
Don't
mean,
you
it
have
was just
any?
so odd because I was sitting at this place at the Panera Bread all by myself in this corner, and all these three or four people, and it was like, Filipino women and a guy, but it was just like, can't you find some place else to sit? Because
Else.
I'm getting ready to get on the phone and make these phone calls.
Right.
Seems just
Yeah.
so crazy, so crazy.
Yeah, it was just very interesting. I don't know. Rick has this wild power over these strange women, I guess. I don't know, but
No,
anyway.
the specific, it's Filipino women.
Ah, Filipino women. Okay, I did not realize. I was thinking about another person that we met up here doing insurance, but I'll just shut up now.
Well,
Anyway, but
see, the thing is that we never talk. It's just they sit next to me.
Yeah.
That's the part that's crazy.
Well,
And I'm
maybe they
like,
feel like, you know, because you're a big guy and, you know, you have your combat vet experience and everything else, thinking, man, if something goes down, this kid can take care of me. This
you
guy,
know
this
what?
man, you know?
That's what it is, Renee.
I
That's what
think
it
it
is.
is. I think
So
it
let me
is.
ask
They,
you some questions. So you're
yes,
here to
sir.
talk about the employee retention credit. So
Yes.
please, in three phases. Number one, tell us what it is, tell us why it exists, and tell us who qualifies.
Well, thank you. The Employee Retention Credit, it was part of the CARES Act that was enacted during the pandemic. And a lot of small businesses, as we all know, really struggled. I mean, one of my friends opened up a restaurant, and then like 2 months later, the pandemic hit. So they were really hit hard. And when you have a business where people come in and sit down and tip and eat and then order another drink or something, and all of a sudden you're takeaway only. Is that what they call it? Or out, you know,
Take
that
out.
you're takeout. Yeah, I was thinking about the British takeaway, but it really impacted a lot of businesses. So the CARES Act was enacted to help people with the PPP loans, and a lot of small businesses, including myself, got a PPP loan. But a lot of small business owners don't understand or don't realize that the employee retention credit is basically like a grant that they get. It's the tax money that they paid when they had W-2 employees that they kept employed during the pandemic. And it's a grant. It's taking that money and giving it back to the small business owners kind of as a reward for you stayed open. You had people who are W-2 employees. This is not 1099. This is not part-time. This is not your wife or husband or something. It's got to be at least two non-familial people that are W-2 employees. So it can't be like your son works for you. Oh, that's a W-2 employee. Well, that's nice, but that won't qualify. All the way up to 500 employees. In fact, I worked with a guy from my church who has 100 employees. He got over it. It pays up to $26,000 per employee. So even I helped a small business here that only has two employees, and they got a chunk of change. To them, it's astronomical and life changing. And then a man I helped out of where I go to church, he got over, well, six figures, over $1 million, and that's going to be life-changing for his employees. So anyway, it's a grant and you can use it. You don't any way you want, the business owner wants, you don't have to pay it back. And there's some criteria. A lot of people think, let me just say this right quick, a lot of people think that you have to have had a downturn in profits. Like, oh man, we still made money. I mean, you know, funeral homes made a lot of money, but they can still qualify for this. So it's not that you had a loss of profits. If you had social distancing that reduced your capacity, like a friend of mine who owned this one particular store, all of a sudden, you know, only certain people could come in. What am I trying to say, Rick? They would allow only like 10 people in the store at
Restriction.
once. Yes, restrictions. So that it reduced capacity. You couldn't have people shopping. Reduce the hours of operation, supply chain demands. I mean, I was working with a small dental organization. They couldn't get toilet paper. That's a supply chain demand. You ha couldn't have work site or client meetings. Like my back office as an insurance agent is in Southern California still in Anaheim, and I couldn't go there for a meeting. We had to do everything virtual, blah, blah, blah. And then if you had distribution delays or suspensions, you couldn't get your product from your warehouse out to your clients. So any of these that apply, you can see if you can qualify and get this money. But do you want me to talk about what sets us apart or?
Well, please let people know if they start, what is the turnaround time in
Oh, the
getting
turnaround time is months and months and months because you're working with the IRS. So it's not a quick procedure. It's not like, hey, talk to me and we'll get you the money within 30 days. Nope. It takes a long time because we do everything through the IRS. In fact, on our board of directors is the sitting attorney general for the state of Utah. We have a former attorney general. on the board of directors, so we do everything very meticulously, very with a lot of ethics, and we it's just not whamsy-pamsy. You hear these ads on the radio, hey, see if you qualify. Well, you know what? In my experience, most people are not going to go to a unknown website and start uploading sensitive documents, you know, all of your employees' records and stuff like that. Employee Retention Credit Specialist, you get your own personal guide who's going to sit with you in front of your computer, not physically with you, but and help you go through the application and everything else, and see if you're going to qualify, see how much time it might take. I mean, it may take like a half a year. It may take 3 to 6 months. That's just what it's like to deal with the government people. But if you know the money's coming, that's pretty cool. So anyway,
So
and
please
there
let us know how can people contact you, your website. I have your website link, but do you prefer people to call you first
Well,
or?
it, yeah, you can go to the website link. It's just too hard to like say over the
Yeah, I'll
internet.
post
Like,
it. I'll post it in
yeah,
the
you can post
episode.
it, or you can also put my email address, renbuyer@gmail.com. That's R-E-N buyer, B-Y-A-R, renbuyer@gmail.com, and just put ERC info in the subject line, or my direct cell number is area code 818. 401-3229. And I have been working with businesses, and my company has been working with businesses basically from 2 employees all the way up to 500. That's the criteria. So somebody has a manufacturing business or something, they need this, and this money can really be a life changer for a small business. I've been working with a lot of dairies and things like that. You don't think about it, but I mean, the cows needed to be milked and taken care of even during the pandemic. And where I live here in Turlock, California, is right down the street from Hilmar Cheese Factory. So you got to milk the cows and then get the milk to the cheese factory and then make the cheese and get it out there. So it's just, you know, this is a whole chain of events. And if I can help any small business, I would be honored to. Again, I am not motivated by just making ducats or whatever they call money. I almost said something in Assyrian. Anyway, but I really am motivated by trying to help people and try to realize their worth as small business owners.
Excellent, excellent. So Renee, I want to thank you, and you're more than welcome to hang out with us if you like, if you got the time. And Jaylene, are you still there?
Thank you, Rick. Oh, I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. You are a great guy, and anybody who works with Rick is working with the best. And this is coming from somebody I taught marketing and PR and things like that on the college level. So I recognize somebody who's really gifted, and Rick is, I think he needs to be a professor, but he is kind of a professor in his own right. But anyway, I will probably sign off in a little bit. I've got a Yorkie staring at me who wants to, you know, go OUT. But anyway, but I'll hang out for a while. But thank you again.
Yeah, we need to hook up at Panera Bread, and don't
Oh,
bring in
yes,
any, you know.
definitely. Oh, gosh, that is so funny.